You are tuned in to KYRS, and this is an exclusive in-studio session and interview with the band Rabbit Wild.
Rabbit Wild here on KYRS, Spokane's community radio. Wow, that so much energy in this room now. I was not ready for that.
So sorry, should have gotten you some coffee first.
Yeah, I'm the one who needs coffee here. Wow, that was really incredible. What was that song called?
That song is called Howl. It's a track of our new album that we released in February.
Okay. Cool. And you played a show in Richland last night, and this is part of a tour that you're going on,
I believe? This is actually just a quick little weekend run. We just came off of a long tour down to South by Southwest, and we were out on the road for a month. So we've been home for a week now, and we're just doing a quick Eastern Washington run just for you guys, because we wanted to play for KYRS. And then we're just in the Northwest for the next month, kind of doing little weekend runs to Oregon and Idaho and things like that.
Yeah, and you're playing in Bellingham tomorrow, right?
Next Saturday.
Oh,
yes.
I got that wrong.
Yeah, got a nice little hometown show.
Yeah, but are you technically a Bellingham or Seattle band? Because I think it's half and half, right?
It is half and half. We officially, the band was actually officially formed in New York City, but we are technically a Bellingham band, but we divide our time between Bellingham and Seattle, and we consider both our hometowns. I live down in Ballard, and the rest of the band lives up in Bellingham at this point in time.
Okay, yeah. For the folks who live in Bellingham, did you all go to school at Western?
I did.
Okay.
Hello. Yes, I attended Western for about 2 years, and then met these guys and was like, well, I could finish my bachelor's degree or I could join a touring band, and so you know the rest.
So is this the full-time, I can't talk today, full-time job for all of you now?
Like, yeah, we've been full-time musicians now for a little over 2 years.
What is that like, having that's your only source of income?
Weird.
That's what you do. Is it weird?
We don't eat food anymore.
No, it's great. We feel really, really lucky. It's a super weird career, but we feel really grateful.
Keeps us on our toes.
Yeah.
But it's always so far it only gets better with every passing month. You know, some months are a little worse than others, but it's continually getting better and better. So
yeah,
this is really nice to talk with a handheld mic. I feel like I'm like at a piano lounge or something.
You look like Billy Joel right now.
We tell him that all the time.
Just leave the mustache and shave this goatee, and I'll be set to go.
So you played South by Southwest?
We did, yeah. That was pretty... Oh, that one's off.
Well, we're not sure which mics are on. There's a lot of mics.
We don't know what's going
on.
We
like to trick people.
Yeah, we played at South by Southwest. That was really incredible. Even just to be an official showcasing artist there before we even went was pretty amazing. And the whole week was just a really incredible experience.
It was very hectic, but very invigorating, I guess. I don't know. It was like, it was
much
like crazy.
Much like being
to,
a full-time musician.
Yeah, just to run around and try to see as much as you can. We failed in that aspect. So. We did get to see some stumble. You know, you stumble upon greatness all the time. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, I got to go see this band. And then you miss them because it's sold out or full. And then you just go to some bar and some other band's playing that blows your mind. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun, hectic time.
Yeah.
Do you get to like hang out with super famous people like backstage?
Presumably,
does that happen?
We didn't, but but we met a lot of really incredible people. There's so many people in the industry there, and they're all so excited to talk and trade information and trade music and so supportive, and everyone is so, all the venues are so respectful of musicians, and it's just a really supportive, fun community down there for a week.
Yeah, and you're doing Summer Meltdown coming up, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. And
are you doing Sasquatch? I don't know if you're doing.
We're not doing Sasquatch. That's sad. The dream. But we do have a lot of really fun festivals coming up this year. We're kind of all over the place. Not all of which we can announce yet, but there's some good stuff in the works for the summertime.
Cool.
Sure.
Well, we're honored that you're here with us and you're playing a show for us. I hope you like Spokane.
We love Spokane. We love KYRS.
You paused.
We love
Boots Bakery, and we love KYRS, and we love lots. Everybody that we've met in Spokane has been wonderful.
Yeah. The Big Dipper is great, too.
The Big Dipper is awesome.
People at the Big Dipper are really wonderful. We love working with them, so.
Yeah. You should take that audio bite, and just that could be our tag for the radio. Rabbit Wild, we love Spokane.
We do.
We love where we
do. I don't really get to spend a lot of time here, really.
I think the hesitation is because we haven't spent very much time here other than at Boots
Spokane
or KYRS.
A very hidden artistic community that I feel like you need to spend time in the city to delve into and kind of get, because I have friends that lived in Bellingham that moved to Spokane and like are sort of opening my eyes to sort of the artistic scene that I did not think existed. So I think there's like, you just got to spend some time to kind of delve into the coolness of what the city has.
We're a little hidden.
Yeah.
Some really cool stuff here, though.
And you are all from Mount Vernon,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah,
most
all
of you or
up.
All of you?
All of us, yeah.
All of you.
Born and raised.
Wow, so you're a Mount Vernon band.
I guess technically, yes.
You really want to go.
We
have
three hometowns.
The Spokane
of
the West, as they say.
As they say.
So I don't know how to word this question, but I've always wondered, for people who play really specific music, like you sort of play like this bluegrass, folk, Americano, like stomp music. Does it ever feel restricting? Like, do you ever be like, man, I listen to a lot of hip hop and
you know, we just
there's like
really,
a disconnect.
That's a really interesting question. We never set out to make folk music. That was not something that was like on any of our agendas. We certainly listen to a decent amount of folk music, as I think most people do, even if they don't admit it. But really our main influences span a much wider scope than just folk music. And that's kind of just what ended up happening with the instruments that we play and all that. But we've been playing around a lot with synthesizers, and we have a drum machine now, and not a drum machine, a drum pad. So we still play it, but it's electronic. And that kind of stuff is so fun for us. We just kind of write whatever genre we feel good about.
We just like creating music, so whatever like feels good to us. We're like, oh, wow, we're really grooving on that song, then we'll play it. You know, like it's like, and our sound is always like evolving too, which we like, because we have, you know, four different people in the band that are throwing in different things that they hear. That, oh, I like this in this one song, mm-hmm. like or you know, different sounds that we come up with. So it's always evolving.
Yeah, this most recent album has a lot of like blues and pop and classical influence, orchestral influence, and it really spans the whole scope of things. Not the whole scope of things, but certainly a lot more than our previous album did, and I think that that's going to continue to change and grow, and
So is there a band that you all agree on? Like if you're on the road and you've been traveling in the same little space for 48 hours, is that one band that will bring you all together?
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon's Graceland
Paul Simon.
Album.
Brothers.
Or the last track on the Broadway's Lion King. we normally play that as we're driving home. That's always a rouser.
The Circle of Life.
Yeah.
You should have on your next album, you should
do a
version of that.
Circle of Life reprise.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
Fan sessions, yeah. Well, do you want to play us another song?
Sure.
Here's a terrible example of that involving music. This is probably our most actually folky song we have, but we enjoy playing it. It's a great radio.
It's also the least number of instruments.
That's true.
So it makes really great radio.
I'm going to swing
setup.
This mic around. There, when we all gather around.
So for those of you just tuning in, this is KYRS, Spokane's Community Radio, and this is Rabbit Wild in the studio playing a couple songs for us, and they'll be playing a show at the Big Dipper tonight. All ages show, music starting at 8. So it's at South Washington. If you've never been to the Dipper, you can look up the Big Dipper Spokane and find your way to the show. It's a KYRS benefit, so all proceeds will benefit your community radio. And we're just having a little mic check here, but they'll be playing the song in just a second.
Can we get another check?
Hey, hey, check, check, check.
Check, check, 1, 2.
Walking.
All right, Rabbit Wild here on KYRS. Another beautiful, emotional song. It's a little sweaty in here. what was that song called?
That song is called Jackson, Wyoming.
Jackson, Wyoming. Is there a... Have you been to Jackson, Wyoming?
Yeah, Jackson is actually one of our favorite places to play. It's not an autobiographical song by any means, or even a biographical song. Zach, do you have anything to say about its
origins? Zach didn't even know it was a real city. He just made it up.
No, we named the song after the song was written.
It's true.
But it's our favorite city to play, I think. Did you write it
one
in
of them.
Jackson? Or?
No. It was actually, I forgot. No, I actually, I was the one who named it Jackson, Wyoming. Because I think it was originally walking home from some other city. I think it was walking home from Memphis just when you were in the draft stage. And I was like, we can't say that. We've never even been to Memphis.
We have been to Jackson.
So that was the story.
It's our ode to a beautiful city.
It's our origin.
People who get divorced in that beautiful city.
No.
Have you been all around? Have you toured around the United States?
We have.
You have?
Indeed. Yeah, the Southeast is the only bit of the United States that we haven't hit, which is a shame because I spent a lot of time there and I love New Orleans and tons of cities down there. So I really want to get us down there ASAP, but every other area of the country we've toured at least once. Mm-hmm.
Where's your favorite place in the U.S. besides Jackson?
Jackson is very nice.
Is it Spokane?
It's just a fun city. I mean, it is really, that is one of my favorite places. My favorite spot we stopped on was in our first tour. We went through the Badlands of South Dakota, and that's just, there's something about that terrain just kind of struck a chord with me. I don't know, that was a really cool spot. And plus, we all grew up in, or not grew up, but we all lived in New York for a good period of time, so that was really fun to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
A terrible place to kind of lug instruments around in some ways, but it's my favorite city, so.
Austin,
San Francisco.
Love playing San Francisco. Yeah, that's
San Francisco's a great city. Austin's great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that you draw more inspiration for your music from rural or urban landscapes?
Huh. Wow. I'd say it's pretty evenly divided, actually. I think there's a lot of rural influence has sort of seeped into our music because we spend a lot more time driving through rural areas than we do actually getting to experience cities. But I certainly feel more connected to living in a city than in a rural area. So that definitely informs my songwriting a bit.
Yeah, I think it also depends sort of where we're at when we're writing the song. Like if we're out on the road, you know, maybe we'll be pining for home, so a song mm-hmm. will come out of, you know, like something like that. I know a lot of the songs off the new album that I wrote had more of an urban sort of vibe to it, which isn't something that normally strikes me, but I don't know, maybe I guess I was missing New York.
Yeah, true. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of little references to Brooklyn and Manhattan and things that are hiding in there. So that counts too. That's the first time we've been asked that question.
All the places where we were emotionally scarred at one point in our lives. You gotta keep those memories with you.
Yep.
I guess I just have to ask that because a lot of either like folky or roots bands, like, you know, you have to play in cities, mm-hmm. Even if you come from rural areas. So I was just wondering, you know, how that sort of works.
Yeah.
Well, we're almost out of time. We have another show coming on at 3, but I was going to play a song off your new album. I think The Porcelain Frame?
Sure.
Yeah. Is that song clean?
It is. Yeah. No F-bombs in any
of
we actually do have a music video that we just released a couple months ago to this song. You can find it on our website or YouTube or...
all over
Facebook.
Do you want to give a quick spiel about your new album? Since I mean, it was just a little over a month ago.
Yeah, it's called The Heartland. It's our second full length studio album, and we're really excited about it.
Just sort of a culmination of our time in the road and that sort of feeling of
transience.
Yeah, bending, and you rolling with the punches, I guess.
Yeah,
so the good and the bad.
Change,
so.
Yeah, constant change. And you can get it on our website, which is rabbitwild.com, and that has an E at the end, or on iTunes, or things like that. Not that we're suggesting it, just that it's possible.
Just letting you know.
It is there.
And so you're playing tonight, too, at the Big Dipper.
Indeed.
And it's $10, door in advance, all ages show. Yeah, music starting at 8, I think.
I'm not sure. We have an
opening
group.
I feel like I should know.
We have an opening group that's, I think, pretty Celtic, which should be really fun. And 8 sounds right, or 8:30 maybe. But get there at 8 and have a drink
it's
with us
be a
before
party.
We start.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's you like boots and you kind of like Spokane, I think.
Oh, no, we do. We love Spokane.
What are you going to do between now and the show?
We're going to go eat waffles at Boots.
Don't, you're going to tell the whole world. People are going to come bombard you.
Eat waffles with us.
As long as I get my waffles.
Yeah. Don't take my waffles.
All right. Well, this has been KYRS, and we're going to close out with one last song by Rabbit Wild, and you can catch them tonight at the Big Dipper. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, one last thing. Can you just say real quick a station ID so you can say this is Rabbit Wild and you're listening to KYRS?
We'll do the first part. You guys do the second part. Okay.
This is Rabbit Wild.
And you're listening to KYRS.